Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Each time on our podcast, we have a section entitled Ask Alicia. Question of the day will be incorporated with Ask Alicia. So today, this question of the day, or this Ask Alicia, comes from Anonymous. This young lady is 30 years of age, and her question goes under our segment of motherhood. You know, there are a ton of questions that we can have about being a mother or being a father or being a guardian of a young person, especially a teenager. So here we go. Alicia, I have a question for you. I am a single mother of 2 boys. My question is, how do I effectively approach sensitive topics with my child who is 14 years of age and he's a boy, especially when they are curious about their sexuality? Oh, Lord have mercy. Do we effectively talk about it one-on-one? Do I have a male there? How do I really help him to understand the weight of his choices? In addition to that, Alicia, I was a young teenage mother, and I want to do my best to have a relationship with my son as to where I do not get upset when we talk. I used to react instead of respond, as I've heard you say before. I want to learn how to address this topic with my child. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for asking that question. I am not a child psychologist, nor am I a doctor, yet I have 25 years of experience being an educator, being a mother. My oldest is 23 years of age. Yes, his father is actively involved in his life, but I helped my mother raise my 3 younger brothers, and I remember having these difficult conversations, or should I say sensitive conversations. One thing I can say to you is I applaud you for understanding how important it is to talk and communicate effectively with your child. It is also important for you to be an active listener, meaning do not have your answer ready for him before he finishes talking. Also, when it comes to talking to young men or males, sometimes we think we need eye-to-eye contact. No, he may want to bounce a basketball and talk to you. He may want to lay down on the couch next to you and start talking. Do your best to listen carefully. Find out exactly what it is he doesn't know or needs to know. If you have saw messages that were inappropriate on his phone or in his social media, do not be afraid to have conversations about it. This is a day and age where you cannot allow young people to be curious and experiment with sex. I'm just going to be honest with you, even as a Christian, a lot of times Christians' parents don't want to have that conversation. They feel their child is too young, or because my child is a male and I'm a female. Have the conversation. Purchase a book if you need to and start reading excerpts from the book. That's what I did with our daughter, who is 11. Start talking about puberty. Start talking about their body, the feelings that they're going to have. It may make you feel uncomfortable as a parent, but better they find out from you than from social media. Better they find out from you than from their friends. Better they find out from you than from experience. Communicate effectively. Use facts, incorporate things you've been through, but do your research to find out, okay, these are the things that his body is going through right now. I need to address what he is feeling, how he is feeling it, and understand that it is important to him. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for the question. And remember, if you have a question for me or you want to answer the question for the day, you do that by emailing me at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or we've set up a Facebook page, and you can go to the She Words Facebook page and type it in the comments there, or even message me on Facebook. I'm looking forward to continuously having this conversation in Ask Alicia. Now on to our topic of the day. Thank you for tuning in again to the She Words podcast. Many of you have done an amazing job subscribing. I look forward to you listening each and every week because She Word podcast, we drop a new one on every Thursday. And our topic for today goes along with Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month. And if you have been really active on social media, you will find out that many people have been sharing information about women in history, prominent things women have been doing in the world today, and that is pretty much where I want to go. But guess what? I'm going to focus on something different today. My topic for today is a woman's worth. A woman's worth. Do we actually need a month to help us understand how worthy we are? No, we don't. But many of you, like myself, have gone through things in life where you feel like your life does not value as much as you feel it should. What I have done recently is I've reached out to many unique women in different fields, different professions, even some stay-at-home moms, to have conversations about their life, how they live their life, and feel productive, active, as if they achieve the goals that they've set for themselves. Because many times as a woman, I'm going to tell you this, we sacrifice ourselves. We sacrifice our time, our energy. We've sacrificed our dreams in order to be in a relationship, to parent our children. It is really interesting to me how much I put other people's feelings before myself. How many times that I have sacrificed things that I have wanted to do because I feel that being a woman, I am the sole person that is responsible for the caring of our children. Well, that's not the case. There are amazing single fathers out there. There are two-parent homes that do a phenomenal job. I know my worth, but there are times when I have to really remind myself how worthy I am. So March, during Women's History Month, Women's Empowerment Month, Women on the Rampage Month, whatever you want to call it. This is our month during the month of March to celebrate women. I need for you that if you do not have a question of the day, if you do not want to share something with me, I want you to make sure you go on the She Words Facebook page and just put a picture of yourself. Celebrate yourself this month as a woman because you are worthy of that. Our last podcast, we talked about phenomenal women and what phenomenal means, and that you are phenomenal. And you remember some of those attributes and characteristics that I talked about. It means that you are unique. Man, you're flawless. You are someone so special that God only created one of you. A woman's worth. Recently, I was a part of a panel where they were talking to women about financial stability and specifically focusing on women being stable. And in the midst of this conversation, it was four women, and all three of the women that I was on the panel with, all three of them were in finances, you know, financial banking, investments, financial stewardship. That was their, you know, area, their career. Now, here I am, Alicia Ramsey, a former educator, pastor's wife, motivational speaker, leadership coach. I'm thinking, well, why was I asked to be on this panel? Well, what I found out was we all had something in common, and the worth that we held for ourselves and the worth that we bring to the world really came out of our foundation of how we were raised. So each woman on that panel, even though we were talking about 529 college funds, we were talking about 401ks, we were talking about social capital, we were talking about financial worth and financial gains, we were talking about saving, all of those things, each woman on that panel reflected on where they achieved the success in life. And every time they achieved success in life, there was another woman attached to that success, a woman that helped them to understand their worth and to see their worth. And today in this podcast, that is one of the things that I want to share with you. If you're listening to this today and you are a single mother, maybe you're divorced, maybe you're a widow, maybe you're married, you may be an entrepreneur, you may work a 9-to-5, you may work at McDonald's, nothing against McDonald's because I like McDonald's. You may work as a secretary, as a beautician, as a nail tech. You are not defined by your career. You are not defined by your net worth. You are defined by the unique characteristics, by the purpose and the power that is within you to be a woman that is valuable living today in 2021. I need to share something with you that I found very interesting, women, is that the majority of families are headed by a single mom. You listen to me right now. Raise your hand right there in your car, in your office, in your room, if you were raised by a single mom. In fact, 64% of millennial homes have a child outside of marriage, according to John Hopkins research. There were 15.6 million single mother-headed households in the United States in 2019. This is three times the number from 1960. Now, I wasn't around in 1960, but my parents were around in 1960. Both of them grew up in two-parent homes. My father came from divorced parents, but it was very odd to have a single mother back then, as opposed to becoming more of a norm now. How do you find your worth in the midst of raising your children by yourself? Or maybe you're raising your nieces and your nephews. Maybe you have adopted children by yourself. Whatever situation you are in currently, as a woman, you have worth. What I'm doing is I'm laying the foundation, I'm laying the backdrop for you as to what women are dealing with today in 2021. Now, our question for the day, I'm gonna drop this question for the day right here in the middle of the topic so you can think about it and give me your answer. The question for the day is, what did you learn from your mother, your guardian, your grandmother about your worth as a woman? If you were raised by a single mother, what did she teach you about your worth? What did your grandmother teach you about your worth? How valuable are you? Maybe there was a cliche they used. Maybe there was a saying. Maybe there was a scripture. Maybe there was a quote that they used to help you to understand how valuable you were. One thing that my husband says all the time, if you are a single woman and you're interested in dating someone, he tells people, don't put yourself on sale. Because if you put yourself on the sales rack, anybody can afford you. What is your worth? Not necessarily saying it's an analogy, so you know that. We're not saying that you get bought by a man or by the spouse. What we're saying is make sure you carry yourself in a way that you know you are valuable. So the question of the day, again, is who taught you about your worth and what did they teach you? And you can send me your answer to aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. Or you can also go to our Facebook page. Make sure you like our Facebook page, She Words. You should see a picture of Alicia Ramsey on there. And share your answer in the thread or in the message. So we are talking about a woman's worth. And I went and shared some statistics with you regarding women and the burden that some of them carry alone. Some women choose to be single. Some have not selected to be single. Some women have no help. There are other women that have tried to collaborate with people or work with a village and they were dropped or things didn't turn out the way they wanted them to. If we look at statistics here in the United States of America, 80% of single parent households are women. Women. Can you believe that?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
21% of U.S. children live primarily with a single mother, according to the census data. I need for you to understand that you, as a woman, are so valuable and you are raising valuable children and you deserve to have the support that you need and the help that you need. And the reason that I want you to understand your worth is for those of you that may be, you know, raising children alone, living alone, caring for your elderly parents alone, it is up to you to decide that I don't want to do this by myself anymore. I need support. And it doesn't have to be from being married. You can get support from friendships. You can get support from neighbors. I know the world's a little different now. You can't trust everybody that you live near. You can get help from coworkers. You can get support from groups on social media. But you are worth it. I told you you were phenomenal. But you have to understand that if you are worth something, do not let people treat you any kind of way. Do not allow people to misuse, abuse you. Do not allow people to take your kindness for weakness. Do not allow people to take you for granted. It is important for you to know your worth. When Alicia Keys wrote that song, A Woman's Worth, you know, I'm not sure what she was going through at the time. She was not that old in age when she recorded that song, but she really wanted us to understand our value. There have been many, many songs over the years that I have sung, that you have sung, that you have celebrated. Remember I told you on the first She Wears podcast that I love music. I love different genres of music. I don't own the rights to any of these songs, but I love to sing along with the instrumentals. I love to sing along with the original version, the remix, all songs that give accolades to how amazing women are. You remember when Whitney Houston recorded I Am Every Woman? She was not saying she could do everything, but what she was saying is that I'm all you need. I don't know why you're going looking other places, and I don't know why you don't see all that I have inside of me, because I am every woman. Do you remember when my girl Mary J. Blige recorded I'm Not Gonna Cry? What she was saying, do you remember that movie, Waiting to Exhale? One of my favorite movies. The best part of that movie. You know what I'm gonna say, don't you? The best part of the movie was when Angela Bassett lit that cigarette and she threw it in that car and blew up her husband's car because of the way he treated her. Remember, he left her for the secretary on the job and they had achieved all of these things, and then all of a sudden she looks and he's leaving her for another woman. And Mary J. Blige on the soundtrack, I'm Not Gonna Cry, in that song is, well, you know what she was saying is, I'm tired of crying over this situation. I know my worth. I know my value. I know I am important in life. I know why I am here, and it is for a purpose, and I'm not going to let a relationship keep that from happening. So women, it doesn't matter if you are single or if you are married. It doesn't matter if you are divorced. It doesn't matter if you are 19, 35, or 50. You are valuable, and your life means something. Not just to other people, but it means something to you. I'm going to take the time in the next episodes of this podcast to talk to different women about how they handle different situations in life and how they found their value in the midst of those situations. And what I did was I really dug deep inside of myself. I looked at situations that I have dealt with over the years and how did I deal with them. And I've looked at situations that I've handled well and ones that I did not handle well. I looked at situations that drained me, where I felt like I wasn't worth anything. And then I looked at situations that lifted me up, that helped me to feel like I could conquer the world. There are things that you're going to go through in life where you feel like, man, I'm worthy of this promotion. I'm worthy of this relationship. I'm worthy of this friendship. I'm worthy of these accolades. And then there are going to be times in your life where you make mistakes or bad decisions, where things have happened. You've experienced a tragedy in your life. You've been violated, mistreated, misused, and abused. And that individual or that situation has caused you to feel that you are not worthy, but you are worthy. Remember, I've shared with you in the other podcast that I'm a Christian. That is my faith. That is what I'm rooted and grounded in. And I truly believe, as David was penning, that I am fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. I know farewell. I know that God's hands are all over me. His fingerprints are over me. He created me to be something amazing. And there are situations that have happened in my life, just like some of you, that have made me feel like I'm not worth it, but I am worth it. I can't give you an economic value as to how much you are worth, because guess what? You're priceless. You are priceless, but you gotta live in it. And do not be ashamed if you are going through a difficult time or a difficult situation in life right now. Everyone has been there. People may not want to admit what they've gone through and how they're going through it, but they have gone through some things. I'm going to continuously reiterate your worth and how important it is for you to understand that you are valuable. You are valuable. We need you here. We want you on this earth. We want you in this city. We want you on our team. We want you in our family. You may not be feeling like it right now. And I want you to listen to my voice and hear me. I don't have to know you for you to be able to listen closely and understand that you are here for this reason and this season. Your life is valuable, and this lifetime is going to leave a legacy of accomplishments, failures, some things people will never understand about you. But it's okay. They don't have to understand it about you to understand that you are valuable. You are worth it. Comprehend what I just said here. It's vital for you to do that right now. You are worth it. One of the sections that we're going to have on our podcast, I told you before, is Monumental Moment. Monumental Moment. And for this monumental moment, I want to give a shout out to an amazing woman that I had the privilege of meeting several years ago. She's an author, but most importantly, she is a bad mama jamma. Lindsay Davis works for ABC News as a commentator. And Lindsay Davis recently received a promotion, and she is now the host of ABC's Weekend World News. I first saw Lindsay on Good Morning America. That's the morning show that I watch. I know some of you are Today Show, some of you are CNN, some of you are MSNBC, some of you are Fox News. Whatever you choose to watch in the morning. Right now, I'm a GMA girl. So I would see her do different specials and clips on Good Morning America. And one Sunday, I got a text message, and I was asked that, hey, Lindsay Davis is in town promoting her book in the city of Indianapolis, and she wanted to know if she could come to your church and, you know, set up a table and share about her book. I said, Lindsay Davis from GMA? And they were like, yes. And I was like, of course she can come. And she brought her first book, The World Awake. It was her first children's book. She just released her third book. I may not be saying the first one right because she has three books. But the book that she brought that day, it was a children's book, and she was just the sweetest person. And this monumental moment shout out goes to Lindsay Davis. She deserves everything that she is receiving. I remember watching her do the presidential debates when we had a whole lot of people that were, you know, going for the party nomination. So she was there when all the, you know, Democrats had all those people, the Republicans had all those people. She did such an amazing job with those presidential debates. And just to see for a woman that's on the national stage and to come to into my environment and be so humble and to spend time penning a book, writing a book, so that her son could see someone that looked like himself and hear stories about other children of color was phenomenal. It was amazing. She knows her worth. Congratulations, Lindsay Davis. You deserve that promotion. I'm extremely proud of you. I don't know if you ever hear this podcast or not, but I gave you a shout out because I want women to know all around the world their worth. And you are worthy. So today we talked about a woman's worth. And remember, I had a question of the day. And that question of the day was, who taught you your worth? Was it your grandmother, your great-grandmother? Was it your foster mother? Maybe it was a neighbor, the first lady of your church, your youth group leader, your Girl Scout troop leader, your basketball coach, your track coach. Who told you you were worthy? Who talked to you about how beautiful you were, how talented you were, how smart you were, and you believed it, and you matured into the woman that you are today? For me, I was blessed that I had a lot of women in my life that told me, not that I was beautiful on the outside, but I was beautiful on the inside. My grandmother, my aunt, you know, my Aunt Kathy would always tell me how smart I was. My mother would always share with me, you know, you're gonna do great things. My pastor's wife would tell me, you're gonna do something amazing. I had a teacher my senior year of high school that looked at me and said, you're not going to college? And I said, no, I'm not going to college. I'm going to the military. She said, you could do well in college. I said, I can. And she said, yes, you can. So there are many people that told me my worth. African-Americans, Caucasians, Hispanics. The ethnicity didn't matter. It was the words that came out of their mouth that I believed. And that's what I need you to hear today. It's never too late. Don't give up on yourself. Understand that you still have time to achieve something great. Look into tomorrow today and reach for it. Thank you so much for supporting the She Words podcast. I look forward to us having another conversation. Do not forget to answer the question of the day. Who told you your worth? Who talked to you about your worth? Send me your answer to aramseyconsulting@gmail.com or like our Facebook page and share that information with us. See you again next time.